today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, in the name of Prophet Muhammad's creator. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the last messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Of course, it's according to one tradition that today is the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. Muslims call this week as the week of unity.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
Today, Sunday, is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 17th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 9th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Congratulations on this great Eid, a birth anniversary to restore unity.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
In November 1981, following an inspiration by late Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the week beginning with and ending in the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad in Sunnah and Shia narrations has been observed as Islamic Unity Week ever since. Congratulations! This ceremony is aimed to build solidarity between Shia and Sunni Muslims across the globe. Unity among Muslims, regardless of race, color, faith, and language, would greatly benefit them all despite all the differences. However, unity will not be achieved by rehashing old disputes, which would merely set the ground for opportunist enemies to provoke hostility among Shia and Sunni Muslims. Seeking unity among Muslims and proximity of Islamic schools of thought is a fundamental necessity. However, there are diverse jurisprudential and theological approaches in every Muslim community. This is a natural aspect of every religion, and forcing everyone to follow the same set of beliefs has always ended catastrophically throughout the history. Encouraging people to recognize and respect each denomination and schools of jurisprudence rather than forceful renunciation is the key to a united Muslim community. So again, I congratulate to all Muslim brothers and sisters, Shia and Sunni Muslim brothers and sisters, on an important occasion. That is the birthday anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. It is one of the main objectives or the main purposes of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam. So that's why, since it was the responsibility of the Prophet and it was one of the main responsibilities of the A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that's why they tried their best to unite Muslim ummah, to live among Muslims in a way to teach them that unity and wahda is one of the main purposes and objectives of Islam. So when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's very much clear that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, in Medina, the people of Medina, of course, they were struggling, they were fighting against one another, and they had lots of problems within the different tribes among themselves. Like, for example, the Khazraj tribe and Aus, which was another clan and tribe. So they were always fighting against each other, killing each other, massacring each other. I mean, these two groups. So lots of people actually were killed by these two tribes before Islam. So that's why their relationship between them were so much hostile, and there was a kind of increasing animosity between these two tribes in Medina. They were not able to solve their problems. For many, maybe centuries or decades, they were fightings. They were like two great enemies to each other. Now, but finally, they couldn't find any solution. They couldn't unite themselves before Islam. But when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people of Medina, upon the Muslims and the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, was this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam united them and solved this problem. And people of Medina became like one united ummah, tribe, group of people, in a way that they became so much powerful and strong that they could defend Medina against the people of Mecca, against the enemies of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were not only the infidels of Mecca, also the Jews, the Christians, the other groups of people around Medina, in that area, in the Arab Peninsula at that time. So thousands of people were opposed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the enemies of the people of Medina. But these people of Medina, this small city of Medina, became that kind united, that so much united, that they defended Medina many times against all the attacks from the enemy's side on Medina.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. From among these things, we reach to reaching out across religious boundaries. All of our institutions, functions, and communities in general must become more ethnically diverse and open to the needs and concerns of Muslims of all backgrounds. Muslim leaders and individuals have a duty to ensure that no Muslim, regardless of their ethno-cultural background, feels shut out of the community, ignored or neglected. This can only be done by Muslim leaders and individuals taking the first step and reaching out to Muslims who may have been traditionally isolated because of ethnicity in mosques and other institutions. It is enough to just open the door to all. A direct effort has to be made to solicit feedback, advice, and support from all Muslims so that they feel a part of the community. Another more personal way of reaching out is to invite Muslims of diverse backgrounds to your home for food. Extend this invitation to non-Muslims as well to break barriers and share Islam. Dear Shia Muslim, dear Sunni Muslim, please accept my congratulations on the birthday anniversary of your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we're speaking about unity on the week of unity. Unity is part of nature as it is a response to the call of existence. Without unity, the Muslim community faces many problems and challenges as we see today. We are all single individuals working to a single goal. However, if we act the whole community helping and assisting each other to reach the ultimate goal, Jannah, we all become successful. Having differences in opinions in certain areas of the deen should not be a reason that we do not unite. But that is the problem when we, as someone following a different madhab, religion, or not agreeing with our points, we are quick to judge and make claims upon our fellow Muslim. It is important to be different. That's what makes a successful unity. If Allah wanted to, He could have made us all the same.
Heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. If you say together you would have salvation in dunya and akhirah, you would have comfortable prosperous life in dunya and then eternal one in the hereafter. But if not everyone or majority of people accept this, at least those who say this and commit themselves to such a life, they would have inner peace in dunya, inner prosperity in dunya, and comprehensive peace and happiness in the hereafter. In the course of history, there have been mu'minin who were challenged, who were troubled, who were annoyed, who were hurt, maybe were even killed, prosecuted by people who didn't appreciate tawheed. But they had inner peace. But if the society, at least the majority of them altogether, accepted Tawheed, then they had best of dunya and best of akhirah. So this call for Tawheed is great part of teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can say without hesitation and without any exaggeration that it is the core of the message of the Prophet and indeed all the messengers. Because the Quran says, لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. This is Tawheed. So Allah has dispatched to all nations messengers with this message of Tawheed. But what we learn in Islam, what we learn very clearly in the teachings of the Prophet and in the Quran itself, is that whoever is committed to unity of God should work for unity under God.
We are on the Unity Week. Congratulations. Congratulations to all Muslims all around the globe on the birthday anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. And of course, that was the ending point of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we'll look at the topic of unity again tomorrow. So don't lose our program. Have a nice time and happy Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي